This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing to me says romance like looking for condoms and Hennessy.
She's the crazy one of the season.
And the drunk.
He calls her Naggy.
His shirt's open like a Colombian drug lord.
He does not like pizza.
Can we talk about the big, wide open fish mouth?
He's like a walking success poster.
Yeah. Women wrestling for Artie's attention, surprise eliminations, and extreme kiss cam close-ups. All on today's episode of The Bachelor Podcast. Please excuse my voice. I'm Christine Lee. Here's Katie Pallotta.
Hi.
And Ryan Jones. Hi, Ryan.
You were just screaming at the TV, weren't you?
I was.
You were getting really into it.
Let's dive right in. Where do we want to start? With the crazy eliminations, with the women wrestling, with the fact that Nick Vial, I heard, is dating January Jones, but that's a side note. Where do we go in this?
Can we just say, good for him.
Seriously.
Because you want to talk about outkicking your coverage, my boy, you did that.
I don't know what she sees in the shusher. I mean, remember his shushing, how irritating it was?
Don't have to remind me on that.
The women's wrestling, I love that it was called Glob, and I'm glad that they didn't call the beautiful ladies of The Bachelor, because that would be Blob.
Yes.
I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit in the episode, but holy cow, those former wrestlers from the 80s really terrorized the contestants.
Yeah. Tia and Bibiana were not having it. They did not like that.
But the lunch lady was fantastic. I think she was my absolute favorite.
Well, this is the perfect example, though. It's like these girls have never seen The Bachelor before, because they go on these dates to see who can roll with it and who can't.
Right.
Who's going to stomp their foot, or in this case, just walk out and cry.
Cry.
Do I want somebody pulling my hair or saying, what was my mama thinking when she named me? Although I say the same thing about myself.
I was laughing. Someone finally made fun of Bibiana's name secretly, silently inside.
Yeah.
And I felt
bad.
But
it was a joke. I mean, they're wrestlers. That's part of
trash talk.
That's part of the whole getup. Bibiana started out bad. Then last week we were go girl. Mm. And then this week back, like, come on. Get over yourself.
Yeah, it was still a lot of complaining about not getting enough time, and then it was complaining about feeling uncomfortable on this date with the wrestlers yelling at her, and it was a lot of complaining. I still liked her. She was on my team, and I lost her.
Yeah.
As soon as she said, I'm going to have to talk to Ari about Crystal, and again, Have you ever seen the show? That never goes well. The person that goes to complain about other people never survives. It's like the girl in the horror film that runs up the stairs. You know it's not going to end well when you run up the stairs.
I love the fact that she was doing her confessional in that stupid alligator head. Like, I thought, you could at least take the thing off before you talk to the
It was a monster because she was a bridezilla.
Oh, right.
I think she has a long run in Bachelor Nation.
I think
she was confirmed last night.
Bachelor in Paradise?
For Winter Games.
Okay.
Next month.
She'll crush on Bachelor in Paradise. She will be awesome.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm sure she's going to be on Paradise, and she'll probably be around for a while.
Yeah, no, she's definitely spicy and fun to watch. But I thought, and then of course there was part of the wrestling match that was the necessary super sexual.
Of course. One.
You had to have that in there.
It was going to happen. It was fine. Yeah. Maybe the best part of the episode.
Ryan Jones, pause, rewind. Yeah. Pause,
slow
rewind.
Slow-mo. Okay. I mean, Ari certainly...
I need it for my notes.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. What were those words? Yeah, they were saying words there. Yeah. What were those words they were saying?
And we got to see Kenny again from Rachel's season.
Mm-hmm.
And he put a hurting on Ari.
Yeah. I mean, he was right in his element.
Very well scripted. Yes. Ari played along well. Took some really legit bumps. I mean, he was... That was not just like lightly pushing him down. He was flipping him over.
Oh, yeah, it was full on.
And then Ari, you know, scoops up for the
that
pin.
That was the crotch grab.
That's how you do it.
I've never seen that move on the WWE.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm a fan. I mean, I've been to some
That's one
Roman
of the oldest
Reigns.
Tricks in the book. When they're celebrating, you go and you curl them up.
But there were no chairs or tables or ladders, and I was really disappointed. We could have seen some smashing on the head. No?
Yeah.
It was probably for the best.
Yeah.
With this group, like...
No cage fighting. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's probably for later the best. On. And maybe in Paradise or the Winter Games. I don't think you want to see any of these people wielding chairs.
Well, who got the date rose... Later on.
That was Becca.
Becca, our short haired.
And you know why? Because she bought in. She dressed up. She sold
Went with it.
It. She did everything.
She was good. She was actually quite a good wrestler. And she was one of the few people who had seen wrestling and said, what are you guys crying for? Have you not ever seen wrestling? You're supposed to get into it and really do it up.
Yeah, and you could definitely see after the match when they had the little cocktail, you know, time because Crystal took Ari first, obviously, and he kind of gave her like the first, I think, validation drink that we've seen this season, I think, because he was like, she asked him, do you want me to be aggressive, do you want me to just like let you see the other girls, like, tell me what you want. And he's like, well, if you ever feel lost, like, come and find me and say that you need attention or, and I don't know, I still don't like her, but.
But I mean. Long story short, she's still the worst.
Yes, she's still the worst.
Although I'm a bigger fan of Becca, short hair Becca, than I have been before. I've always liked her, but I really liked her a lot more last night, with the exception of this unnecessary extreme close up of the sloppy pillowy. I don't want to see.
There was a lot of close ups that shouldn't have been close ups last night.
I mean, you could count the pores on the face. Yeah. Like,
and Ari basically swallowing their face. It's.
It wasn't like a romantic way. No, it was just like stop.
No, it was the gross out factor was kind of was kind of high on that.
Well, and those noises are never good anyway. So then you not only have the. But then then you're zooming in, and it's just double whammy. No, like, move on.
It was like when Josh and Amanda used to kiss on Paradise, and he would like moan through every makeout session.
Does anybody like that? Doesn't everyone turn the sound down when they're, I mean, I don't.
Well, it's hard to, though, because it's happening so much. I mean, when you're the kissing bandit, you're not going to be able to just kiss a little bit. I mean,
you're just me muting the entire.
Because not only
show.
Is he making out with pretty much everyone, and the person that isn't pretty much we can talk about in a little bit, but they're attacking him. I mean, there were more than one occasion of straddling last night.
Yes.
So, I mean, good for him, But
I'm okay with that.
As am I.
I don't want to hear
on record,
the noises
good.
And the squishing and I
yeah,
just,
the sound effects are just a lot.
Completely
and unnessary.
Yeah, totally. Totally yeah. unnecessary. But he did, Ari did dismiss, was it Crystal, when she tried to interrupt?
That was nice.
Yes.
But he did dismiss her, like, just, I need a few minutes more, mm-hmm. I'll be right with you, like, take a number. And I think she was pretty much shocked by that.
Good.
And he did.
Katie has no mercy.
And he did that a couple times, so he is at least starting to not just, yeah, sure, no problem, with whoever wants to come up and talk with him. He's being a little, because I think it, over the first couple episodes, he only did it once. So now he's a little more comfortable with saying, no, you wait your turn. We need more than just a couple minutes.
Yeah, I think it's quite obvious that Becca M. has Ari wrapped around her 22-year-old finger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's clearly liking what she brings to the table. And she's supremely, there's something about her that is just so sexy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just something about her so hot.
I definitely do like her a lot more than I have the past couple episodes.
She didn't have that weird verbiage.
I don't know.
Like the makeout sesh stuff that was before.
Well, she's 22.
I don't care.
Just no.
But there was something about her that last night really moved her to the top of the list. You know,
She's assertive.
Yeah.
Because she knows what she wants.
Without being a crystal, like a jerk. She's assertive without being a douchebag.
Right. And she's very clear about what she wants.
Yeah.
And seems genuine about it. That's the thing with crystals. Yes, Crystal, I want to be aggressive. Yeah, like I want to be aggressive and all this, but I don't know that I buy any of it. I just buy that Crystal wants to get attention and Crystal wants to be on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Still not genuine.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas I just think Becca's.
I mean, everyone on a reality show is a big phony and a fake to begin with, but Crystal takes it just to a whole new level.
Yeah, there are certainly different levels, and we've seen that very clearly with a lot of people this year. I mean, if you're walking out and saying, oh, I can't believe I have to leave my friends. is that really the first thing that pops to your mind?
Well, apparently.
Probably not here for the right reasons drink.
I thought the ladies of wrestling from the 80s were hot. The Wonder Woman brunette. You think about it. If they were, let's just say they were in their 20s in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You do the math. Come on. And they were still in shape, and they still looked great.
Pretty good.
The brunette looked better than the blonde, but I mean, still, they were kicking ass and taking names and making girls cry. I thought it was pretty awesome.
They're like your run-of-the-mill bachelor contestant, basically. Just making girls cry left and right.
I was thinking we could have an older version of The Bachelorette next time around if either of those two women are single.
There you go.
No.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I would be down for an
old people sex, no?
Well, maybe we can skip that part. But just you want to do an old person version? I think that would be entertaining.
The one-on-one this week went to Lauren S., and it was a disaster in the making. The editing was brilliant. Just nonstop of her talking.
I don't even know if that was edit.
Come on, like, you guys. I thought the psycho music was going to come up.
I felt so bad for her because she was so excited and she was really into it. And then it just was a disaster and it was terrible.
And she realized it as it was happening. So not only in her confessional, but even with Ari, after she rambled through, she said, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm acting like this.
And she knew, and she just kept going, but she couldn't stop.
The nervous energy just never went away.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching that very much. Because we've all been there where we've done something similar, where you just can't stop yourself from making a fool of yourself.
Yeah. I did feel really bad.
Because you keep digging, and you just like, no, put the shovel down. It's fine. Just stop talking.
And then she didn't get a rose, and then he had to go to the string quartet by himself and be really dramatic.
I don't remember that happening on
this
one-on-one.
It happens.
It is
rare,
but it does happen.
Where you don't get the, because pretty much a one-on-one is a sure thing. Pretty much.
Most of the time.
Yeah. The majority of the time, especially this early on.
You have to do something really a big screw up to not get that rose on a one-on-one date.
And I thought it started well.
Yeah.
You know, they have it's the first one of the first real conversations that we've
seen.
You've
been to that vineyard.
I've been to Hall. It's actually really nice. It's very modern. They didn't show a lot of the because where they were for dinner, I was in the separate area, the main room, which is super modern, and it's, you know, the wine's good, especially as far as Napa goes. It's not great, but it's very good. It's not cheap.
Really?
But where they went was a different area. But where it started out, I thought they were great. You know, they even, you know, they're having a normal conversation, just what you would probably have on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're, you know, walking through the vineyard. Everything's good. And then she gets to dinner, and it's as if she just had a total, like, brain fart. And it's just, never mind.
Did you?
Word vomit.
Are you guys wine snobs to the point where you noticed they're both having red wine, and he was holding it the right way, where the heat from your hand is supposed to gently warm the red wine. You know, you cup it under the glass, and she was holding it by the stem, which is how you hold white wine. And I was annoyed by that. I was like,
well, I'm far from a snob.
You're totally holding the red wine glass the wrong way.
I did not notice that.
I didn't either. I love Napa. I would, you know, I'd go there 10 times a year if I could.
At least she didn't do the swirl, the gurgle, the smell, the legs, the whole thing.
I think she might have, because she even, you know, I think you're a wine connoisseur. And he just said, yeah, no, I'm not.
And he's like, no, I like wine.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, me too. And that was part of the word vomit, as you so perfectly put it.
Word vomit. That must be so horrifying to have to go back and watch.
She must have had a tough night last night watching that back.
Did you see anyone tweeting about it? Like, what were people saying? Like, it was cringe.
Yeah, that was the majority of the tweets were just cringeworthy.
I think cringe was probably trending, because that was as you're watching it, you just feel your skin crawling. Oh, no, no.
Girl, yeah, I was like, I don't know if I should shut it off or not, because it was just so uncomfortable.
And then they roll out Fred Willard from Best in Show, the guy who says the most inappropriate things in the movie and on The Bachelor about the dog comment. What did he say? Like humping a dog, or I don't know. Oh, doing it from behind, doggy style, is what he said. Crickets.
Yep.
One more thing. I don't mean to reverse here about Lauren S. and her word vomit.
Yes.
You know how much she talked? She talked so much that Ari was actually able to eat.
That is quite an observation.
When is the last time?
I did notice that.
We saw anyone
chewing actual food.
Eat
the dinner
camera
that was presented to them.
I don't think... we saw it in Bachelor in Paradise, the shrimp and
scallop fingers,
yes.
Well, that doesn't really count, though, because that was part of a gag.
Right.
When on an actual date have you seen that either person eat without it being a gag?
Yeah, you're right.
Not very often.
That's
how much she was talking. So you can talk about editing all you want, but he was actually able to eat, which I'm sure that part he enjoyed.
It just felt so manipulated that they edited it so that she was especially word vomitus eruptus.
Yeah.
That's look at Katie. Well. She's giving me a look like, girl, you crazy.
But we can certainly go back to doggy style now.
Because... Okay, yeah. So the second group date followed the women training dogs and then allowing them to show off during like a Best in Show dog show, where they roll out Fred Willard, who, if you haven't seen Best in Show, is one of the greatest movies of all time, especially if you're a dog lover. And we found out that Annalise has not one childhood trauma of bumper cars, but two, and the Emmy Award-winning childhood recreation of that moment was one that will go down in Bachelor history.
The recreations for the bumper car and this one have just been spot on.
The dog, the eye falling
out. The dog named Sunshine, by the way.
They used the smallest dog they could find, and it's fine, little growl, big growl.
Yeah, that was obviously quite terrifying for her. And I really, I don't know how she was able to, you know, get through life after such an event, really.
And unlike the bumper cars, this at least seemed like a real thing. I mean, if you...
It actually probably was really traumatic, but the way that they did the recreation with like the smallest dog named Sunshine.
With black and white.
Small dogs are terrifying. We had a little dachshund named Mercedes when I was 5. My mom made me go get Mercedes out of the neighbor's trash, and she came up and bit me on my face. I still have the scar right here. You can see, but I don't really remember it. I was so young.
So it wasn't traumatic for you?
I sit here and making fun of, but I do know it's terrifying, and that can last a lifetime.
But Annalise, notwithstanding, all the women made a huge mistake when they're standing there and Ari shows up, and what do? They say hello to him before the dog. Strike them all down. You say hello to the dog first. You don't rush to the dude you see every day.
Isn't that human nature to say hello to a pet first? Like, you see, that's why guys walk their dogs in the park, because women flock to the dog and, oh my God, your dog's so cute.
Yeah.
They specifically had this date to more or less say, oh, well, I'm a dog guy, so I want to make sure. And then none of them greet the dog first.
They all failed that test.
That is a major fail. Definitely a major fail.
Who doesn't want to meet the cute dog first?
Also, even if you're a calculating person, you want to think, I got to get to him by saying that I like the dog, even if you don't.
Yeah. I mean, so Annalise, forget the fact that she had this ridiculous bumper car trauma. And then little Sunshine trauma. But the fact that she doesn't like dogs in general, whether she was bit or not, before they even got to,
red flag.
We don't have anything to talk about, we don't have any chemistry, whatever. You got to be a dog lover. I mean, come on.
Although I will say, having been bitten by a dog was the only reason I can think of that someone legitimately should not be a dog. Allergies.
But I mean, in this instance, no, yeah. Not everybody's a dog person. They're terrible people, sure, but they are not everybody's dog person. It's fine. You don't need to. But that's one of the specifics that he mentioned is, oh, you know, I love dogs. I've got a dog. That's why I want to do this. See who's a dog lover.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess she paid the price because she was also released early, which, to the surprise of none, or were you surprised by that?
No.
The women seem surprised, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't...
But maybe they didn't see it the way we saw it.
I don't know. I mean, you were turned down a kiss from the kissing bandit.
Oh, that's like, so brutal.
Like, even if he didn't let you go there, like, why would you want to... I don't know. Why would you want to stay?
I know, but maybe there's got to be some denial going on, because if you think, oh, he's not ready, which means he's taking me seriously, because, you know, guys who move too fast only want you for one thing. So you can justify just about anything.
Not in this case,
in
though,
mind.
Because
yeah, I think
this was worse than Lauren's, because, yeah, Lauren just couldn't stop talking, whatever, but at least that was sort of an awkward excitement that she couldn't quite contain. This was so difficult to watch because not only was there clearly no chemistry, but even we've seen in the past where there's no chemistry and somebody asked for a kiss and, yeah, fine, you have a kiss, whatever. For her to first be walking, oh, let's go over here. No, I don't like to be watched. We'll go over here. Okay. And then to be turned down. Oh. And then to be interrupted and be... basically, okay, well, I'll leave. And then they basically walk by her again, ready to make out. And they sort of caught themselves and then kept walking. Oh, my God. This is...
it's horrible.
But what are we going to do without Annalise? Because next week when they go to Tahoe, I was hoping that we'd see some traumatic skiing accident that
I'm sure,
stayed with her for
I'm sure
life.
There was something.
Although now is any future boyfriend not going to be able to buy her roses? Is she going to have a traumatic, now that she's had a traumatic
incident
with the
roses?
So
traumatic with roses, kissing, dogs.
Race car drivers, dogs, bumper cars, so we, reality TV
sure,
shows.
Sure, we can go out on a date. Just don't take me in a car, buy me roses, have any dogs around.
Tune to ABC.
Or show me a puppy.
So now she can add roses to the long list of things she can't be around.
Right. Well, by the time the cocktail party rolls around, people are on edge because you've had two people dismissed even before you get to that point, right?
Yeah, and it was funny because the word desperation was thrown around, because why Annalise, of all people, would cause that, I'm not sure. I thought it was pretty obvious that she should go home, but all of a sudden it was like claws out again and everybody wanting to get their time in, and basically everyone saying the same thing of, just make sure when you have your time that, you know, you say what you need to say.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we've heard that a few times.
Just a few times.
Just a few.
But I felt so bad Bibiana set up that whole, well,
the
like,
bed,
she probably
candles.
Just requested it, but, like, the whole bed and then the telescope, and Ari was walking out with Lauren B and was like,
What's this?
A bed just appeared. Let's sit on it. And of course, she saw it, and I did feel bad.
No, not only did she see it, she walked up to them making out on this romantic setting that she put together, and then said, "Oh, can I have a moment?" And he told her, "I'll be a few more minutes," so he can make out with another girl on the area that he set
she
up.
She should have went full Bibiana on him and been like, I set this up. I was waiting for that. That would have been great. And she should have. I bet she regrets it.
Because then it was woman after woman out there with him, including Becca, with another, you know, swallow her face session.
Yeah.
And she had set this whole thing up, and he's using this basically just to...
as a landing pad.
Oh, my God.
But what did you expect? You can't set up a bed on The Bachelor and not expect...
in the driveway.
and not expect any other person who comes along to make use of it. You're kind of asking for trouble when you set up a bed
with candles.
Well,
especially at that, where it is.
Yeah,
it's not as if you found a random room
secluded.
Or even the balcony where, you know, Annalise ended up taking him.
Right.
This is a spot that every week he's walking out there with
exactly.
somebody.
Exactly.
And if you're going to set that up, you walk right to him then and say, hey, I want to bring you to... Because even when people have set up the massage tables or whatever, it's in the back in a separate area.
Yeah.
You know, front yard, I mean...
Yeah, wasn't good.
Oh.
Placement.
No, it
for
was
for her.
It was
for everyone else it was.
It was a hit.
Yeah, no.
I wonder if she regrets not going off on him.
We all regret it because we were.
I regret it for her.
Yeah, we were looking for fireworks with the Bibiana. She kind of promised us that last week when she got in. What's her face's face?
Crystal.
Crystal's face. I keep confusing Crystal and Chelsea. She got in her face, and I thought it's gonna go down.
Yeah,
and it never really did. And so, you know, that was a major disappointment.
But she never had an issue with Ari. So they're never, I mean, because
no,
even.
Yeah, but it would have just been the frustration girls. All built up and just been like, seriously? Like,
I set this up! Me!
And now you're telling me you need 5 more minutes? Like,
and I don't even get pillow lips? Come on!
And poor Bibiana, she didn't obviously get a rose. And so.
And making that more awkward is because he had already sent two people home, she's the only person that had to walk out. Like, wow, this is the sort of shame that usually is, you know, in the final five, and you get it now when there's like 18. Good job.
He's just doing everything completely. He's got his own style, and he doesn't care. Like, he's takes you to the hometown on the very first episode, you know, dumping women before rose ceremonies. You know, he's got his own agenda.
Yeah. We still don't know that much about him either. Like, the conversations have been pretty
one-sided,
and not even just one-sided, but like dull.
Well, what else are you looking to find out about?
I don't know. I don't know if they were planning on just knowing his full story from the time he was on The Bachelorette, or he hasn't shared anything really.
Well, maybe
about
it's
like
really boring.
Maybe.
Because was it, I don't remember if it was Becca or somebody who said, you know, oh, so you were on the show 5 years ago and you said that's the last time you fell in love, but you've dated since. And he started talking a little bit and then away from it.
Yeah.
So we don't know, because again, reportedly, he broke up with his last girlfriend right before coming on the show. But we don't know that.
Ooh, daddy dog.
Right. How serious was it? How serious have his last few relationships been? Has he been close to getting engaged again or wanting to get engaged again? Does he want kids now? Does he want kids in 5 years?
Just like everyday things.
He talks about family a lot.
He talks about kids, yeah.
But specifically, like right now, how quickly do you want to move? Like, because Rachel was very clear. I want to get married right away. We want to get going. Like, let's do this. That was one of the biggest reasons why the whole thing with marriage and Peter was a thing. Not because, obviously I want to be engaged, but I want to move. Like, this
I don't want to be engaged for 3 years. I want to be married tomorrow.
Yeah, like, let's get this moving. Who knows? Maybe Ari's fine with a 3-year engagement.
We don't know where he stands on that.
At all.
But we know he's okay with being in a relationship with someone who has a child.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Clearly. So. I mean, he's not only just because of his season, but he said he dated another woman that had kids.
Like, right.
That was fine.
His hair, though, last night was a big source of contention in my house. Neither of my kids liked it. They didn't like the way my one son described it, like, you know, it was pushed up too flat in the front. And I was like, what's wrong with you guys? I think it looks great. But apparently millennials didn't like it. And they said he should dye his hair. And I said, oh, no, that's where you're wrong. Don't be hating on the salt and pepper.
Well, the millennial on the show seems to enjoy it because Becca was all up in his business.
Totally.
I don't think he could dye it at this point. Like, just know that it's the salt and pepper look. And that's what.
Yeah.
And you're committed.
He's committed.
Exactly.
Unlike the Trivago guy who I keep seeing his commercials. Have you seen his commercials now where he's got that strawberry blonde?
And you sent me a picture.
Of course you did.
He had such a thing going on with the salt and pepper and ruined it. We had to just...
Yeah, it's not that great now.
Yeah, not a big fan. Well, so they go to Tahoe next, right?
Is it Tahoe?
Yeah.
That's where they're going?
I think so.
Yeah, they're going to Tahoe.
I didn't watch...
The coming attractions.
This
I had them
this
on
week.
The background, so I didn't get a whole lot of it.
Well, now we're down to 15, and they're gonna take a trip.
Although I did see that this is where the age becomes an issue, because she says to him, "Do you not know how old I am?" Now I don't know what gets to that question, but she said it in the same way she said most of her things. Very, very. Fun, and she's smiling when she says it.
Are you going to kiss me now?
Yeah, exactly.
So
apparently they have an age sesh, and it comes up that she's, we think she's 22, however old she is.
So he's 12 years older than her, we think, right? If he's 30,
well, he's 36,
isn't he 36?
Isn't he?
36.
So 14.
Yeah.
That's a big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a deal breaker?
And that's another thing we don't know.
We don't know what he's looking for.
He was potentially in high school when she was born.
Yeah, but that does that matter now, though? I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're Rupert Murdoch, no. But I mean, if you're a normal human being, you know, maybe that's something that would bother you.
That wouldn't bother me.
Come on.
No, it's person by person. I mean, it doesn't say, oh, I would date any 22-year-old, but... No, I wouldn't say, I would not date someone who's 22 just because they're 22.
I guess it depends how
and where they are.
Act and where they are in their life.
Because if she doesn't want to get married and have kids soonish and he does, well, then it becomes an issue.
No, but is that the kind of thing where if you don't know how old they are and you're gelling and you hit it off... And then is it the kind of thing where when you find out that there's a significant age difference, that suddenly it's a problem because you can't stop obsessing about it?
Yeah.
Whereas
that could definitely
before
be.
You knew, it didn't bother you, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Especially if the other girls start, you know, rubbing her nose in the fact that there's this huge gap and maybe it doesn't matter, but maybe it does. And then that's something that they keep poking.
Well, I'm
as
a big
we know,
fan.
These women like to do that.
I'm a big fan of Becca. I know that we're going to see more of her, even if she doesn't go all the way. So let's talk about our teams. Ryan and Christine That's me.
I broke my perfect streak. Bibiana.
We all have lost at least one. Katie, you've lost one person from your team. I've lost two, and Ryan's lost three.
Let me see my illustrious squad here.
I can't believe I have Crystal and Tia. Oh, we didn't even talk about Tia. Tia and the moonshine.
And the hay bales.
And the hay bales.
I like her.
I do, too. I thought that was a cute date.
Yeah, again, didn't like the wrestling portion of it because man up, but... You know,
but I thought the date was adorable.
She's super cute.
I'm glad she went through with it though too.
Yeah,
the wrestling. She didn't just back out and say, "I'm not doing this. I'll see you at the cocktail."
Right. No, I like that too.
Oh, so
why are you making a face, Ryan?
Because I'm just looking at my team again. I have Becca M, who I like.
Oh yeah,
Chelsea, who I could do without.
I always forget about
another
her.
Stumble by him. Why you continue to give her roses? I have no idea. Jacqueline, who's okay, and Jenna, who's okay. Like, and there's no one I'm
forgettable.
Other than Becca,
Jacqueline
that I'm really,
and Jenna are forgettable.
There's no one that I'm really excited about.
It's funny
other than
how
Becca.
We thought right off the bat that Chelsea was going to be this huge. I mean, she still has. She definitely has that side to her that you can see, but Crystal.
Well, that's just how terrible Crystal
running
is.
With that.
If Crystal wasn't just a terrible, terrible person, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh. It's like 90210 nightmare.
And I had Annalise. I mean, jeez. Oh.
Yeah.
God.
Well, you know what? We get more Bachelor next week, and then February 13th, Bachelor Winter Games fires up, so we have a lot to look forward to.
And they did show a little bit of, finally, the first clips from Winter Games.
It looks good.
What does it include, of course? Ashley crying, because
what?
If it's a Bachelor property and Ashley's on it, guess what? She's crying.
And she doesn't have, she has a bad cry face. I love Ashley, but the cry face is so,
it's not good.
Her lips just looked like, you know, it was not.
That's just her look, though, but for this.
I mean, I'm not a pretty crier myself. It's pretty
And when you
up.
Wear that much makeup, it becomes an issue very quickly.
Tammy Faye Baker.
Oh.
And the fake eyelashes.
Then they start falling off. It's just, it's
I don't
a
know
mess.
How you have time to put that stuff on while you, I mean, the fact that they can get them on that while they're doing the show is pretty good. But you can find us on social media at Bachelor Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm Christine Lee. This has been fun. Katie Pallotta, thank you.
Thank you.
And Ryan Jones.
Beware of dogs named Sunshine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.